Hi there, this is Rick Moyer, and I wanted to let you know that we've had a lot of emails and a lot of people talking about this whole idea of the end of the world happening on the 21st of May. I want you to know that Amy and I had a big discussion about it on the podcast coming up this weekend. We decided to release that part of the podcast early so that you could hear what we thought about it and what the Bible says about people predicting the coming of Christ. So just enjoy the next few minutes of things here and understand we do it real lightly. It's not heavy or anything like that, but I think it might comfort a few people and let people know that no matter what, if you have your heart right with God, everything's cool. Don't sweat it. Don't worry about it. But take a listen to this, and we hope you enjoy this and that it helps you with this whole controversy of Jesus coming back on Saturday.
Wake up this morning.
Well, if you're listening to this podcast, Jesus didn't come back. We had a few people email us and ask us what we thought of the big controversy of there's this group of people that predict that Jesus will be back on the 21st of May. So if you're listening to this on the 20th, you know.
There's other people that have predicted that Jesus will come back at Rosh Hashanah, which is in September.
Oh, you used a term that nobody even knows what that means.
Well, it's a Jewish holiday in September.
Okay, and they think he's coming back then?
Yeah.
This year?
Well, that was 1988.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. But others say, oh, it's going to be sometime in September, some year. But
they don't know, do they? Well, anyway.
I actually had a scripture that.
Well, we're going to talk about that in just a minute.
Yeah, what Jesus said about that.
Yeah, you should get an award.
That's a long time. Yeah. So anyway.
Your reward is living with me.
Okay.
And you're like, I'm going to say it again because you just ignored me. You're like a doctor. You have lots of patients.
Yeah, I ignored that on purpose.
I got my own drum set now. I can do my own fills when I tell a joke. Hey, did you hear about the human cannonball? He was hired and fired all in the same day. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, where are we going from here?
Where do we go from here? Well, okay, let's talk real quick about this whole big thing about Jesus coming back today. Mm-hmm. There have been groups of people in our life, our lifetime, over and over and over that have predicted the day that Jesus will come back. Mm-hmm. Because here's where they get their thing. In the Bible, it does talk about Jesus coming back and taking believers or some people think unbelievers. But either way, Jesus comes back and kind of sorts out things here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's supposedly going to be a time when that happens. And people from the beginning of time now have been predicting and trying to guess when that day will be. And there's a group of people that have decided that Jesus is coming back on May 21st, which is today. Around there. Yeah, you're probably listening to this either today or this week. If you're listening to this and Jesus didn't come back, it's probably because I think God has a hilarious sense of humor and he won't come back on the day people are predicting. Mm-hmm. But that's my own opinion.
Well, I'm trying to find the scripture. I just read it this morning where it said that Jesus says no man knows the hour.
Or the day. Father in heaven.
And he said he didn't even know.
Which is really interesting because if Jesus is God and he's one with the Father, why wouldn't he? Well, he probably knows now. He probably didn't know then.
He said this when he was in human form on the earth.
Right. But, well, anyway, the whole idea is Jesus himself said to people, don't predict the time I'm coming back. Hello? And what do people do?
Predict the time
he's coming back. So it's like, you know, I mean, you'll know. He says you'll know the signs.
Yeah.
In fact, I wish you'd find that scripture so you could read it real quick.
I have. What in Jesus' words?
Okay, here's
he was talking to his disciples, and he was on the Mount of Olives, which I read in the little notes.
I like olives; they're tasty.
Which I read in the little notes was interesting because that was the very place where the prophet Zechariah predicted the Messiah would come back.
Yeah,
when he came to establish his kingdom.
Yeah.
So, but he was standing on the Mount of Olives, talking to his disciple dudes. And he
disciple
said,
dudes. Yeah. Are you trying to be hip and relevant?
I'm hip.
People don't use the word dudes much anymore.
Hey, Randy Jackson does. I'm as cool as Randy.
Dog. You dog.
So anyway, he said, Jesus was talking to him. This is Matthew chapter 24, verse 3. It says, okay. When will this happen? The disciples asked him later, and he sat on the slopes.
When will what happen? Do you have to give us a little context here?
Okay, him coming back. You'll read this in just a
minute. Okay, all right.
He sat on the slopes of the Mount of Olives. What events will signal your return in the end of the world? And also, that can also be interpreted end of the age.
Okay.
In some other versions here, translations. This is a paraphrase.
So they asked basically, Jesus, what's going to determine, what are we going to see when you're coming back? How do we know you're coming back?
Okay, and this is what Jesus said.
Okay.
Jesus told them, don't let anyone fool you, for many will come claiming to be the Messiah and will lead many astray.
Mm.
When you hear of wars beginning, this does not signal my return. They must come, but the end is not yet. The nations and kingdoms of the earth will rise against each other, and there will be famines and earthquakes in many places. But all this will only be the beginning of the horrors to come. Mm. And then you will be tortured and killed and hated all over the world because you are mine. And many of you shall fall back into sin and betray each other. And many false prophets will appear and lead others many astray. Sin will be rampant everywhere and will cool the love of many. But those enduring to the end shall be saved.
Mm.
And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all the nations will hear it. And then, finally, the end will come.
Ah, okay. So there's a series of things that Jesus says has to happen before he comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, here there are these people that are saying he's coming back right now.
Well, and it says that the gospel, the good news about what Jesus did for us, needs to be preached throughout the whole world.
Mm.
And we're kind of doing that with the podcast.
We're trying.
We're telling people about what Jesus did for
us. I doubt everybody in the world listens to our podcast.
No, that's true.
Hey, everybody in the world, listen to our podcast.
Of course, anyone that has internet could.
Hey, you over there, listen to our podcast.
There's a lot
And
of...
you over there, listen to our podcast, please.
Well, there's a lot of different podcasts and different...
Oh, yeah, I guess we're not the only ones talking about God.
We're not the only ones.
Okay.
So, I mean...
So here's the deal. Jesus said, don't predict it. Only my Father in heaven knows it. And yet we have a whole group of people that... And we've had whole religions and all sorts of different people that have predicted him coming back and have been wrong every time. So when somebody actually predicts it, that's how you know they're wrong.
Yeah.
The fact is he is going to come back for us. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. Those people that believe in him and love him, he's coming back for them. However... We don't know the day or the hour it's going to happen. We can see the signs, and I don't care how great a mathematician you are, if you think you can figure out all the math. And you know what? If you could figure it out, why would Jesus have said that?
Mm-hmm.
So to me, this is useless, crazy stuff. Don't believe it when people say they know when he's coming back. Because nobody knows the day or the hour except God.
Yeah.
Except God. How'd I do? God!
Well, it depends what you were trying for there.
I don't know. My voice just cracked when I said God. So anyway, do we think that Jesus is coming back today? He may.
Or he may not.
Or he may not. And if you're listening to this on the 22nd, obviously he did not. So anyway, don't put all your stock in crazy people that think they know when it's all going to happen because they don't know. So there you go. That's our opinion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. That was a segment from our upcoming podcast. We're in a brand new series called Mysteries of the Bible. Woo! You'd have to join us for that. We have all sorts of other things that we talk about that are a lot of fun. And then next week we're covering dinosaurs and dragons in the Bible. Are they real? Do they really exist in biblical times? You have to tune in or download or whatever. And you can always visit us at the Take Him With You website or get a hold of us. Rick@takehimwithyou.com is my email. Amy is amy@takehimwithyou.com. So get a hold of us if you have any questions. We love you. Thanks for listening. listen to our podcast. You'll like it. It's a lot of fun. God bless you.